Welcome to Green Nation, an informational segment stoking the fire for a sustainable future for Green County. My name is Leslie Ritter.
And I'm Mabel Bermejo.
Today we'll be talking with Maeve McCool of Cooksackie. Maeve is Grants Manager for CREATE, Council on the Arts, and she's here to share some useful information for arts and events nonprofits in Green, Columbia, and Schoharie counties. So welcome, Maeve.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little about your role as Grants Manager.
Sure. So I've been at CREATE Council on the Arts for about a year and a half, and my main role here is to run our community arts grants. So this is an annual grant program that's funded through New York State Council on the Arts through their statewide community re-grant program. So it's a pretty major program that's available in every county, and we serve Green, Columbia, and Schoharie counties with this state public arts funding.
So this isn't money that's coming into CREATE from people in the community, or these are fairly substantial grants coming from the state?
Yes. So these are public funds from the state, and the grants are up to $5,000 in each of the three programs that it funds. So each year, artists and organizations throughout the three counties that we serve will apply to support all different types of programs like concerts and workshop series and art projects. And they apply to three different categories in this grant, those being project support, so mainly for nonprofits, arts education projects, which are with students either in school or out of school, and then individual artist grants.
Fantastic. That's great.
That is great. And we understand that there's actually a current mini grant right now that is due in October. Could you tell us more about that one, that first one?
Absolutely. So the recent mini grant that we have is due October 1st, and this is part of NISCA's Restart New York program. So coming out of the pandemic, NISCA was able to bring a lot more funds to artists throughout the state to help them start reopening and having more in-person programs. So this funding, it's really quick turnaround, but it's due October 1st, and it's for nonprofits only, grants of up to $1,000 for in-person events. This could be like a performance or a presentation, an artist talk, anything that's bringing people together in a space.
I also noticed when I was looking over information about this mini grant that it mentions events happening in June and July. So if something already happened, can I apply now?
Yeah, so this restart funding is for the fiscal year of 2021. So that could be if you have an event coming up anytime before the end of the year, or it can fund things that have already happened. As long, again, as it's in person and you're a nonprofit in Green, Columbia, or Schoharie counties, we definitely encourage you to apply. We're really hoping to get these funds out and assisting people in the community, paying performers and artists so they can get back on their feet.
And how do they apply?
You can apply on our website for the mini grant. That would be createcouncil.org. And if anyone needs any assistance with applying to this program or to our general SCR Community Arts Grants program, which will be due later in the year in December, feel free to reach out to us.
That's great, because I know not everybody has that grant writing gene. I certainly don't.
It's a mystery to most of us, I think.
Definitely. And we really try to see that and help people. This grant and our organization in general really is trying to support people in these small hamlets and these small towns across these three counties to grow and bring the arts to their communities and really support that cultural life in all of these different distant areas. So my whole job here is really to help people learn how to apply, to help them edit their resumes and edit their descriptions and their budgets and all of the materials that go into this, so they can really help to grow their ideas and gain stability with these public funds, which I think is a really awesome opportunity.
So what, I think you have a couple of others that are open right now as well, right? A couple of other grants?
Yeah, so all of our open grants at the moment, we have that mini grant that's just for 2021 due October 1st, but our big main grant that we do is the Community Arts Grants Program, that NISCA re-granting program. And that is going to be due on December 17th, 2021 for projects happening throughout 2022. So again, that's with those three different project areas being project support, individual artists, and arts education projects. And it funds up to $5,000. So that's our big main grant program. We also have our Green County Initiative program, which will be due later, probably after the new year, that funds nonprofits with projects or general operating support only in Green County.
So So, Maeve, can artists or organizations contact you directly to set up a person-to-person conversation about the process, like if they have questions?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm here to do, is to help people with their applications. So people can reach out to me for one-on-one meetings to talk about, you know, brainstorm ideas for what they want to apply for or propose for funding. They can reach out to me to help look over their budget, talk on the phone one-on-one, meet in person. We also are going to be having Q&A sessions in each of the three counties, and those dates are going to be all through October and November, listed on our website at different libraries and local places. I will also mention, if you're applying to the Community Arts Grants Program, our main grant, we have a series of grant info videos on our YouTube page describing the entire process of how to apply, and it is required to watch these videos. In the past, if you've applied to this program, you'll know that we had these in-person seminars that were required that were really kind of a hassle to get out to. So these videos, you can watch them on your own time and learn every different piece of applying to this grant program.
Can you remind me, what's your email and phone number again?
Sure. So I can be reached at maeve@createcouncil.org. So that's maeve@createcouncil.org. And our Create phone number is 518-943-3400. And my extension is 102.
And is the YouTube channel also called Create?
Yes, it's called Create Council in the Arts. And you can just find any links to our YouTube page on our website as well, which is createcouncil.org.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah, we try to make it easy. So in the Community Arts Grants Program, each year we receive $126,000 from New York State Council in the Arts that is then dispersed throughout the three different counties, depending on how many people apply. And again, those grants are up to $5,000. So there's a lot of money going to these different counties to support all different types of programs. And once people apply and submit their application, if they are eligible, the review process for this grant includes different panels in each of the three separate counties with community members from your area who are reading in your entire application, looking through all of the different applicants and deciding where they want the public funds to go in their county and what they want to support. So keeping that in mind, if you're applying, the panelists tend to really love these community projects that are really supporting the community, bringing people together, supporting people in ways that maybe they don't get normally.
And also, could you give us an example of what a community project looks like? Like maybe someone who did one this past year?
Yeah, a few examples of grantees. So you might know the Dayada International Folklore Theater in Hudson. They are a grantee of ours, and they bring kids and adults together to do these amazing performances with the public, really beautiful, creative performances. There are other projects going, like individual artist projects. You might know David McIntyre, who's in Hudson, and he made this beautiful sculpture with different paintings in this nature area. It's really gorgeous. In Greene County, one of our last grantees was the Greenville Drive-In, who does their QWERTY Festival. It's a typewriter festival each year where they bring a typewriter orchestra, which is really fantastic. So they have poetry going on and typewriter music. And yeah, it's a great time. In Schoharie County, there is Clinkhart Hall, who has their Sharon Springs Poetry Festival every year. Another awesome grantee who's been a grantee for a long time, bringing poetry out to Schoharie County.
That sounds great. I didn't realize that the Greenville Drive-In was a nonprofit.
Yeah, so actually they are not. If you are not a nonprofit, but you're hoping to apply to these funds, you can apply with a fiscal sponsor or a community partner. So for instance, if you're just an individual and you want to do a community project, you could reach out to your local library or a local nonprofit to support you and extend their nonprofit status to you so that you can apply. The process is kind of confusing, especially for the first time, but that's why we're here, to help you through that process and help connect you to people who can support you in applying.
Oh, that's great to know. So a for-profit business that wanted to do something specifically for the community could just find a partner to apply.
Well, not a for-profit business, but an individual
person. Oh, an individual. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
No, that is really good to know, because we were wondering about that. Like, how do individuals who have community project ideas apply if they're not a nonprofit themselves? But there are working artists who want to do community projects. So that was one of our questions.
So a for-profit can partner with a nonprofit to co-actively present a community event.
Yeah, okay. As long as that partner is in the same county as you and mm-hmm. the project is happening in the county where funds are being dispersed and everything.
All good information.
I do want to add, for individuals who are applying to this type of funding and don't have a partner, we're really here to help people grow professionally as well. So we have a lot of unincorporated groups who are applying with sponsors who are working towards becoming nonprofits. And then those nonprofits who do apply to this funding, we try to encourage them to look for other grant sources and eventually apply directly to NISCA themselves. We really see this grant as a way for people to grow into larger and bigger, more wonderful things.
So NISCA is the gateway to more funding.
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, we want people to grow their funding. This funding is only for project support, not operational funds, not general operating. So we really try to help people grow into those more sustainable ways of keeping their projects alive.
So for instance, if a musician wants to put together a performance with their group, they would need to partner with a nonprofit for that, or they can just apply as artists directly?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the type of project they want to do. So if an mm-hmm. individual musician wanted to compose a piece or make some type of artwork, I might suggest that they apply directly to the individual artist grant. So that's for mm-hmm. only individuals who receive the money directly, but that grant is only up to $2,500. The arts education grant goes up to $3,000 and the project support category goes up to $5,000. So that is the largest funding opportunity in these three categories. So if that person wanted to do something on a larger scale and involve more of the community in this process, more artists, wanted to do concert series, then I might point them towards the project support category where they could get more funding and able to do more of those things.
And right. Speaking of NISCA, what does that stand for?
NISCA is the New York State Council on the Arts, and they serve the entire state with all different types of funding opportunities directly. And this statewide community re-grant program is one project that they have that funds this community arts grants that we have here.
So basically, CREATE is serving as an agent for this larger organization on their behalf, saying, okay, here's our lump sum, $126,000, and now we'll do the work of individually finding the more local people. And then in that sense, it kind of encompasses more of New York State, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we are a re-grant partner of theirs. And if you are looking for funds in your area, but you don't live in Greene, Columbia, or Schoharie counties, there are different councils throughout the state and different nonprofits throughout the state who are those other partners who can provide that state funding in their area as well.
Is there a list with all the different ones in New York State that people could look up if they weren't in one of our particular counties?
Yeah. So if you go onto the NISCA website, they have a whole page describing this program, as well as links to all of the different re-grantee sites throughout the state.
Is there anything that you want to make mm-hmm. sure we include? Let people know about?
To summarize the Q&A sessions that we have coming up mm-hmm. and when the deadline is. So if you're interested in applying to the Community Arts Grants Program, we hope that you'll visit our website, createcouncil.org, and you can find all of our grant info videos there so you can learn how to apply. You can find the dates and locations and the registration forms to go to our Q&A sessions that are going to be held throughout October and November. And remember that the application is due on December 17th at midnight. So I hope to see your application in there, and I hope to see lots of awesome artists and organizations apply this year.
And let's not forget the other little mini grant one that's due in October that organizations also have access to. And they can do that at the CREATE website as well, Maeve?
Yeah, so all of our grant opportunities are on our website, createcouncil.org. You'll see grants on our website there, and all the upcoming opportunities are going to be listed there. So that mini grant for nonprofit events is due October 1st, and it grants up to $1,000.
And that runs from July through the end of the year. And if you've already had your event in July or August, you can still apply retroactively. That feels like an important detail. You didn't necessarily miss it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Maeve. This has been awesome. And if you wanted to share your contact information again, that would be great for our listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's really awesome to be able to share this more of the community. And again, my name is Maeve McCool. I'm the grants manager at CREATE, and you can reach me at maeve@createcouncil.org. So that's maeve@createcouncil.org. And our phone number is 518-943-3400.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.